Hello,
hello. Hi.
Okay. Perfect. I think we're good. Ready? Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Stay at Home Actor Podcast, a podcast documenting my journey as I balance life as a new mom and a working actor. I'm your host, Sarah. How's everybody doing today? Good. Are we good? I'm doing fine. I was gonna do just a solo episode today, but I thought that might be boring. I thought, oh yeah, you have really bad ADHD. This is already taking you 50,000 times to do this even with somebody. So I decided to bring in some, I don't know, reinforcement. Is that the right word? I'm not sure. People loved Alec on episode one. I was really trying to avoid bringing him back, but he begged me to be here. So Alec, how are you doing?
A little pizzazz. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling like crap, honestly. No, it's a rough day. It's working with a sore throat right now.
He's like drugged up on ibuprofen right now.
Absolutely. So any negative part of this episode can be blamed on that. No, I'm feeling sick for the first time in a long time.
He was just telling me he has a sore throat. He was just telling me he has not had a sore throat since he was like 12 years old.
Yeah, it just makes me feel like a child. Like, I feel like that's a very elementary school thing to like be knocked out by. And it's not just a sore throat. It's like, it's a lot of stuff, but I was just an absolute baby this morning. And we had so much to do.
Isn't that an elementary school thing to have a sore throat?
A sore throat, but to be like knocked out by it. It's like one thing to have a sore throat, but I was like, I think it's like a sore throat that was the result of like exhaustion, you know, and like a lot of work and just.
You are such an Enneagram 3.
Literally, I'll leave this freaking room right now if we make this a conversation about the freaking Enneagram.
Okay, but you have been interested in it in like some conversations though.
Not really. I mean, yeah, like I'll engage with it, but I really don't.
My brother got so heated about the Enneagram with me one time. He got so mad. He was like, don't put me in a box. And then to be sassy, I was like, that must make you a 4. And then that really bothered me. He thinks it's stupid. I mean,
fine. Okay. I just don't see why it's very reductionist. Like putting all of humanity into one of, what, 27 boxes?
27?
18 boxes.
No, it's saying. Nine.
Nine types. You could be 9, 1, 9, or whatever, 8. So yeah, it's like 18.
The plan for today's episode is going to look like this. We're going to maybe chat about how the past week went, any little updates.
It's a big week for you. Good week.
It's a good week, yeah.
It's a good week to have an update for. At least you got some stuff going.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll talk about that, and then we'll talk about what everybody really wants to hear about, the Kanye conspiracies that are floating around.
I honestly don't think that's something that's floating around. No. The way...
Oh, it's floating, baby.
It's not. I feel like it's just something you, like Ivy sent to you, and now you think I think you think everybody's thinking about it, but it's really just like this niche corner of like 50 people on the internet or Reddit.
I don't have TikTok. I think people who have TikTok are thinking about it.
No, I would honestly love. Oh, we can talk about, I got absolutely like roasted.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
All right.
We'll get to
anyways,
that.
Anyways, I feel like I'm, anyways.
We also were going to go through, I was dumb. I posted a question box on the podcast Instagram that was like, ask me a question and I can answer it on the episode. And then I forgot to screenshot it and it's been over 24 hours and all the questions are gone. So we only remember like a handful of questions. So
I don't remember any of them, but we'll see if we get to that. We'll see.
Yeah,
then 2 minutes in already. Let's just see what happens.
Okay.
It's not going to be as long as the first one.
Yeah, we're not trying to do.
We're tired.
An existential.
You're probably tired, listener.
All right, well, let's start from the beginning then. How's your week been, first of all?
It's been great. I feel like my week, I feel like I'm really busy. And then I look back and like, if I were to explain my week to somebody, I couldn't tell them 10 things I did, you know what I mean? Or like 20 things in 5 days. It's just like, that's the nature of the beast. But
yeah.
How was your week? That's what people are tuning into my podcast for, is to hear about your week.
So yes, I had a good week. I booked a commercial.
It's Hey-o.
Post Rory, my first booking post Rory, which is really fun. Here's the funny thing though, and this should be encouraging to any actors out there. I thought I did terribly in the callback. Not that I didn't think I did terribly actually, but it felt like a very cringy, funny callback. It's on Zoom. A lot of callbacks are done over Zoom. And I felt funny doing it. And I was like, I do not think I will be booking this. But now that I booked it, I'm excited because headshots are so expensive. Now I can pay for headshots and then the rest of the money we'll just save from it. So I'm excited about that.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah. So that was fun. I feel like I'm so bad. My memory is just bad these days. I don't know if it's because of having the baby, but I don't remember things. People will ask me
same way.
What I did over the weekend and I don't know what to tell them, to be honest.
What was the process? I mean, we can talk about that. I feel like that's every new parent. But what was the process like to audition for this commercial? I think that's – I feel like that's like – a big part of the podcast is like, all right, I have a audition, I have a callback. What does that look like when I also have a 10-week-old in the house?
I taped it very quickly because honestly, Rory was crying, or she wasn't crying, but she had to go to bed or something. So I just didn't think too much about it. And I just taped it kind of like, I think I used my first take, honestly. And then
there might be something to that.
And I didn't do a take two. And then I kind of forgot about it. I turned it in.
Just letting it rip, you know what I mean?
And then I was doing physical therapy because I'm doing that once a week right now for like postpartum PT. And I was leaving and then I realized I saw like a text or two for my commercial agent and I was like, oh no. And then I was like, oh wait, that's probably a good thing. But then I got nervous. So then that was her texting me about the callback,
mm-hmm.
figuring out ASAP. Can you confirm the callback, the Zoom callback?
That was the day you took my keys, right?
Oh, yeah. I accidentally.
I'm stuck at home.
Accidentally.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Proceed.
I accidentally took Alex's car keys and went to PT with them and took Rory. And so he was supposed to go.
It's like somebody. No, I mean, I just had a meeting. But it's like our key situation. It's like a rectangle and a square. It's like we both have keys to your car. But I only have keys to my car.
It's confusing.
And then you took my keys, which also has something for your car. But anyways, go ahead. All right. So you came back. You got that. You heard from Natalie.
Yeah.
And you got a callback.
And then the callback happened a couple of days after. The callback was just so funny. I'm not even trying to sound humble about thinking I didn't do great in the callback. I mean, again, nothing bad even really happened, but Zoom callbacks are also just kind of awkward. I would ask a question and then the director or ad agency, everyone, like we would accidentally sometimes say something at the same time and then I'd be like, oh, wait, sorry, what would you say? And then that was awkward. And then when we were done, I couldn't hear if they said just one of the actors that, because I was like doing it with a scene with someone, I couldn't hear if they just wanted that person to stay in the waiting room and me to leave the call completely. And I didn't want to be cringy and say, do you want me to stay too? I couldn't hear you. And so then I just stayed and then they never called me back in and then it was done. And I was like, I did not book that. That's fine. And it was just a very physical audition with not a lot of, like, you had to improvise all of it. And improv over Zoom is incredibly awkward. And adding physicality over Zoom. And then the director wanted me to make it get a wider shot. It was just a lot. Anyways, I did not think I booked it. So I was very shocked. All that to say, excited to get new headshots and put some money into savings.
Huge win.
So
yeah.
That's fun. And then what else? I can't even.
I mean, that's a big win. Any week as far as acting stuff, I feel like that can be like the major news for the week. You know what I mean?
I've been listening to 5 million celeb autobiographies.
Celeb. That's so annoying.
No, I literally, so I was listening to Will Smith's audiobook today while I was cleaning the house. It's a good one. I recently listened to Viola Davis's book. That was a tearjerker. I was not prepared for that.
Yeah.
And then anyways, today, this leads us to, I woke up to a few texts from my good friend, Ivy. Ivy.
So this is just for the people. This is like to give your people something to talk about, something to respond to you about, right?
Who's your people? What do you mean?
The listeners. The mamas.
Yeah.
The mamas.
No. Hey, mama.
I thought about that. The stay-at-home mama. Just the mamas.
I have this.
That's what you can call your people.
No, okay. I woke up to text messages from Ivy, my dear friend, and it leads me, and I said,
no,
Ivy,
it wasn't just text message, it was audio messages, which is even funnier.
Nigel? Wait, let me pull up her original text. I screenshotted it, and I had posted it, and I asked for her permission to talk about this on the podcast.
I mean, it was honestly hilarious. It was...
She said... She knows that I love celebrity conspiracy theories.
No, you love celebrities and you love conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
All right, you woke up to text.
I woke up to text from her. Miguel, you know I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I gotta tell you about Kanye. I said, wait.
That's literally chum in the water for Sarah. Sarah starts, like, salivating.
I said, wait, but I am, so please continue. She sent me two audio messages in a row. The first one was 1:07. The second one was 1:54. Basically, okay, we got a deep dive into this. Is there or is there not a clone of Kanye West? We don't know. That's the answer. We don't know. I'm a believer that we might. Honestly.
It's just like literally everything you're about to talk about is like explained in that one way, or it could be explained in like,
okay,
10 other like more simple way. Like that's what I'm like, the fact that you jump to cloning is insanity. Like cloning a massively popular celebrity is like, what the frick?
No, the most likely thing is that they got a doppelganger to replace them, and that they have.
Who's they? Who's they?
The people, the forces that be, and like, the powers that be.
I feel like
Hollywood.
Kanye could also hire somebody. He's like, you're going to be me. I feel like he would totally do something like that.
Okay, today.
And that's probably the most like likely explanation.
What is today's date?
If there is even anything that needs explaining,
no,
that's the other
is.
Thing.
There's so many
no, that's the
explaining. Today, okay. Mark my words. On today, April 13th, 2024, the year of our Lord.
Dude, literally a month after Kate Middleton, like you just talked with Allie about this. Literally, it's gonna come out, and you are literally calling your shot right now. Now, and it's gonna come out in a month. Like, you're gonna, hey, I just want to say I'm sorry about what I said about Kanye. I just want to say I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. No, I literally thought about that today. I was like, no, I did this with Kate Middleton already.
Like a month ago, literally 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Okay. Today, on April 13th, 2024, the year of our Lord, like I was saying, I Googled, is cloning real?
It's also not 2024, the year of our Lord, as if this year is his year. It's the year of our Lord, 2024.
Wait, what?
You just said it. You said April 13th.
What's the difference?
2024, comma, the year of our Lord, as if this is like the year of our Lord. I'm pretty sure it's just like this year of our Lord, 2024. You know
why
what I mean?
Is that different?
I don't know. It's not different. No, it's saying because you can say the latter. You can say that about every year. You can say 2022, like year of our Lord, 2022. But you're like designating.
That's the same
you're thing. Like Highlands College or like Hillsong.
Oh. I'm keeping that in.
No,
there.
You're like Hillsong. That was a. I apologize. I don't think anybody. Is he going to be offended by it?
Some people might.
That was a bit.
It was,
a
bit.
A joke.
You guys.
It's like Hillsong. It's just like making fun of like mega church world where it's like name it and claim it, kind of like this is the year of our Lord, 2024, comma, right. The year of our Lord.
But then you could also say 2024 or
this is all the year of our Lord,
2024 is name it. Okay, anyways.
So today right, you searched
on April 13th, the year of our Lord, 2024, I Googled, is cloning real? This is my response that I found. In 1996, a Scottish scientists cloned the first animal, a sheep they named Dolly. She was cloned using an udder cell taken from an adult sheep. Since then, scientists have cloned cows, cats, deer, horses, and rabbits. They still have not cloned a human, though. Yeah, right. You're telling me that in 1996, we started cloning sheep, cows, cats, deers, horses, and rabbits, and still no one's cloned a human. Please.
Yes, because that is literally, like, the medical ethics of that is insane. To clone a human being, like, that is freaking insane. My thing with conspiracy theories, honestly, is, like, do you think there are 7 billion people on Earth? Like, if somebody got a hold of the fact that, like, oh my gosh, like, we've been, like avoiding this Pandora's box for... You said 20, how many years? 20, 18 years, 28 years. It's like, you think if there's probably like 100 people that know about it, you think one of those people isn't going to go to the press and be like, look, I've got like proof that this unbelievably like massive step in scientific history was taken. Like they're going to do that for like selfish gain. Like that's going to come out.
There are theories that I don't even want to say it.
Jeez. Dude, you're going to sound so insane. Like, the fact that you're doubling down on all this. Oh my gosh.
Okay, do you not think that some people get killed?
Also, it's always...
There's so many stories of people finding cures for...
Stop. I know. That's what I'm saying.
And then they are found dead on their apartment floor.
Also, this is like...
I'm crying.
This is classic hedging your bet. Like, what I'm doing is like, you are going out on a freaking limb. Like, you were saying, like, there's a cure for cancer. Kanye was cloned. Like, if in 6 months, like... all this comes out, like, you know, it's 6 years. Like, that is, like, the most, like, why would you put your name to that? What I'm doing, like, in hindsight, if it comes out Kanye's cloned, it's like, well, at least, like, 99.9% of people didn't think Kanye was cloned. And, like, but if it comes out and Kanye's like, no, I've been here the whole time. Like, it's very, like, okay, you thought I was cloned? Like, that's freaking insane. You're the 0.1% of nut jobs who are like, no, 100%. Look at the evidence. He's 6 inches taller. He doesn't even have tattoos. He got fatter. It's like all this stuff. It's like,
oh my God,
no.
Oh my God. It's like, no, it's because I can tell you exactly. Oh my God.
That face was insane when you were trying to not laugh.
I'm like not okay, actually. Oh my gosh, I'm not okay. Tell you why you'd want to be the 0.1%. Because then you feel it's so satisfying to be right and to be like, I told all of you and none of you.
When have you been right?
I'll tell you.
No. Okay, go.
Anne Hathaway.
That's not a conspiracy.
Alec and I have both been debating all week long. I said, the name Anne Hathaway sounds regal.
It wasn't all week long. First of all, I watched The Devil Wears Prada for the first time. Honestly, so that's a movie. Barbie, underwhelmed. Devil Wears Prada, completely great movie. Held up. It was fabulous.
The point being...
Hot take.
Not a hot take. The point being, I said several times, Anne Hathaway is a regal and English-sounding name. Alec was like, are you kidding me? No. And I You, and then Alex said, make a poll on your Instagram, I guarantee you.
No, here's what it was, is we were talking about, you don't like Anne Hathaway. This might be the, did we talk about Anne Hathaway last time? I think we did.
No, I did with
Maybe not. Early. Okay, cool, yeah. I don't talk about that interview because I wasn't in it. I don't talk about that episode. No, we were talking about it, and you're like, it's crazy. We're like, you don't like her. She's a little pretentious, but she plays these like down to earth like roles. And you were like, yeah, it's crazy. Like, especially with a name like Anne Hathaway, you'd think she'd be so regal. So right. I'm like, that totally sounds like a Midwestern like.
No, it doesn't.
That sounds like a Chicago, like a Chicagoland, like a St. Louis kind of like. Like a Indianapolis, like, oh, hey, oh, it's Anne Hathaway, uh-huh. Uh-uh. Yeah, go over to Anne Hathaway. Why don't you do that the with Anne Hathaway?
Name Hathaway sounds like a Wisconsin. Royal.
No, I mean, and not listen, to me. Listen,
I would love for you to be right. I would love Anne to just get it where she deserves.
No, but the main thing is, like, this is not anywhere close to the – like, you being right about Anne Hathaway because you did a poll. Long story short, Sarah did a poll on her
100%
Instagram.
100% of people voted on my response.
Yeah, I love Sarah's polls. Like, that's just – that's, like, the most democratic, like, I've – scene. It's like the purest form of democracy. That's what I'm trying to say. That's fair. I was completely wrong. 100% of people said Anne Hathaway sounds regal. That is entirely different than Kanye being a clone. Like,
I'm not saying he definitely is,
or a having a clone. Yeah, sorry.
I think that the powers that be either cloned him or they got a doppelganger to replace him. Okay. Now, for people who – we haven't even given the people the evidence. Okay. We need to get into
go
that.
Go ahead. You go ahead. My voice is sore. Go ahead.
I do think that I need your help to remind me all of the evidence that Ivy presented to us. We both watched the videos together.
Go for it.
I'm going
to – I'll remind you. I'll try to – no, I'll bring some stuff
up. Okay. Let me pull up her text messages.
Yeah. Okay. She did a pretty good job.
Except but she voiced a lot
she
of them.
Voiced it, yeah.
Okay. So – one thing that she said is just a fact, that it is just a fact, is that Kanye's 5'8". His girlfriend, wife, whoever she is, Bianca, is also 5'8". When they were together, they were always the same height. Now there's these pictures of this new Kanye who his face looks different, by the way.
Also, that wouldn't happen with cloning. I hate to tell you, like DNA, like that would be, okay. He would be the exact same height.
The cloning is the, I'll be honest. It's not the most probable option.
Oh, wow. Going on a limb there. God.
I think it's probably a doppelganger. Okay? That's what I think. So, with that being said, the new Kanye is taller than her, even when she's wearing heels and he has flat shoes. And it's, like, noticeably taller. Not just a small amount. That is weird, my friend. I don't care what you have to say. Secondly, he had a big, big, big falling out with Balenciaga. For those of you who know or don't remember, Balenciaga did some really shady things the past year with some campaign they were doing, and they were using children in it, and it felt very...
gross.
Very gross. And they got a lot of heat from it. But a lot of celebrities did not speak out, which is weird. Okay, so Kanye kind of went on a whole rant about that, and so and then they cut him off too. I think because he was listen. By the way, let me just he has said some anti-Semitic things.
Yeah, go ahead, defend Kanye.
No, I need y'all to know. I think just Kanye. Kidding. I know he has mental health issues. I understand that.
He's kind of nuts.
But it's like I'm not gonna just because.
He's, but that's a terrible place to put a but.
What I was actually gonna say was with Kanye being a certain way, I'm also not going to defend Balenciaga with their ad campaign. You know, like I can.
Yeah, that was terrible.
What they did was horrible. Anyways, they're creepy. They dropped Kanye for apparently for his anti-Semitism, and then he said you'll never catch him shopping there again. He said if you ever see him shopping there again, just know it's not him; it's a clone of him. He said if I ever disappear,
that's where all this is coming from. I guess is the also, fact that yeah. he said. There's going to be a clone.
And he himself said that there's these, I don't know, what was he saying about?
I don't know. Yeah, go ahead. Talk about, that is so insane.
He knows more than we know. He runs in those circles. He is famous. Yeah. Anyways, he said, if I go missing, if I disappear, just, and you see me back shopping at Balenciaga, all these things, just know I was cloned. He literally said it. A few weeks go by, nobody sees Kanye, nobody hears from Kanye. Now there's this new Kanye who's taller, who literally smiles. Kanye never hardly smiled, okay? He's been seen shopping at Balenciaga. What? Oh. Also, the tattoos are gone.
I was going to say the tattoos.
Let's talk about
this
the tattoos.
This is like minute 10 about Kanye, but go ahead.
That's the crux of this episode. I'm sorry to tell you.
This is the episode.
Yes, this is the main point of the
episode.
You're
going to do an episode like this, and then next week Taylor Swift's album is going to come out.
Gonna
and then you're
it.
Yeah, you're not gonna talk about it. It's like it's slow, like you had two episodes about acting and motherhood. And it just,
I think that chapter has closed.
Celebrity tea of
it's
the
just,
last 2 weeks.
This is too good and too important to pass up. I don't think you understand. Look, can we please talk about the tattoos? Kanye had tattoos.
Okay.
He went missing. He quote came back. It's not really him. And now the tattoos are all gone, yes? Was it that they're completely gone or are they
I don't know.
They're
you're
gone,
looking at, like, you're also looking at, like, what some, like, Reddit poster, like, put together in their basement.
Oh,
it's like,
my god!
Of course they're going to, like, search through. Like, you have no idea. But you're trusting it as if it's, like, the freaking, like, White House, like, press briefing. You're like, oh, yeah, that's from the source.
It's very interesting. This is going to age terribly.
It's insane.
If something doesn't
it,
come
dude,
out.
It is. No, even if something doesn't come out, it's going to age terribly. It's
right.
going to age terribly.
Well, I think it's interesting.
But it's fun.
Okay.
It is fun. No, I was dying. Like, I'm playing devil's advocate, being a little. I'm being a jack
jerk.
Wagon about it. But it was hilarious. I was dying with you and Ivy. Sending each other voice memos this morning about Kanye conspiracy theories. It was pretty hilarious.
Ivy, I love you. I really love you. And thank you for basically leading us
giving us a day of entertainment. We've been talking about it all day.
Giving us a podcast episode.
Hope Daniel's doing well.
Yeah, give Daniel our love.
Absolutely.
Anyways, if you know anything about the Kanye stuff, feel free to email me at stayathomeafterpod@gmail.com.
Like and subscribe.
To wrap up today's episode, do you feel like we need to just wrap it up?
We'll see. We're laying something down right now. We'll see if this is, yeah.
I think
we can wrap it up. It's been a good episode.
I thought we could end it with some of the questions that we remember.
I don't remember it. I don't
know
any of the questions.
I literally.
Do you want to hand me the questions?
I only remember a few because I did not screenshot them. But there weren't a ton. So I'm not that important. Okay. One question was what my favorite Taylor Swift album, the new one's coming out this upcoming Friday.
Next Friday.
So the question was, what's my favorite Taylor Swift album, favorite Taylor Swift song? I cannot pick an album. I'm very sentimental about Fearless, very sentimental about Red, but I also love Folklore a lot. I love Midnights. I mean, I don't know. So I really can't answer that. I will say my favorite Taylor Swift song, and this is so basic of me, but it's got to be the
All Too Well
10-minute version. It's a perfect song, and she should have won Song of the Year at the Grammys for it. That's literally, she's never won that Grammy Award, apparently. Isn't that insane?
It's probably the same people who cloned Kanye.
I think. I'm not kidding. It probably is.
I hate you so much.
So that was one question. Another question was weirdest audition that I've ever done.
Yeah.
Or cringiest or funniest, worst. Okay, I have two. My very worst one was my middle school drama teacher really wanted me to audition for some local thing that was happening. I grew up in Marietta, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta. And there were some like big auditions going on at the Marietta Squares Theater. I think it was called Theater on the Square. And I think it was for a professional production, but they needed some kids. So my drama teacher, what you had to do, you had to write your own monologue and go audition with it. My drama teacher pulled me aside after class and told me I should do it. So I said, okay. I wrote myself a monologue. I got in there. It's this big, gorgeous old theater. Go on this big stage that's quite intimidating. And the only people there were a director and then a guy with a video camera. And I didn't expect there to be a video camera, and the red light was on blinking on me. And I was just so nervous that they told me to state my name, and I forgot my name. And I definitely forgot the whole monologue. And then I went home and dry heaved in my toilet all night.
That's so sad. That honestly makes me so sad. It's like more sad than funny.
I remember dry heaving in my toilet.
How old are you?
I was probably seventh grader.
You're going to say 17? No, that's really sad. That's
I've not grown. Funny. I've grown. No, it is sad. I'm going to gas Rory up. If she has something coming up, I'm going to gas her up. She can do it.
Damn right.
Talk about mindset, baby. All right.
Oh, good.
Okay, but a funnier audition story. We went on a trip like a year ago to Punta Cana.
This is a great one. I forgot about that.
No, I guess I did it was an audition for some commercial. I didn't know much about the commercial. Okay, I say that because you'll see. I do the audition, forget about it. I don't know if I taped it in Punta Cana when we were there or before. It doesn't matter. I find out when we're in the Dominican, I get an email that I have a callback the morning after we arrive. Well, actually, the morning we arrived from the airport, yes?
I have no idea.
It was. I remember. We landed, got home. I literally, and then the audition ended up being, I looked last minute, thank God. Actually, no, thank God, because I didn't book it. I looked. It was an hour earlier than I thought. So I had 30 minutes to get ready. I had just flown from the Dominican, landed. I was gross from the airport, the flight. I barely had time to put makeup on. Get on the Zoom callback. It was for a commercial. Casting director and the ad agency director were on the callback. And I was so tired. And the casting director, it was not comedic, okay? This was not supposed to be funny. He said, "Now, can you do that again? But this time, give a fierce Beyonce, Sasha Fierce look right to the camera when you're done." But it was not a joke. You know me. You know I I can't take that stuff seriously. You know that about me.
All right, that's absurd. But go ahead, yeah.
I was like, "What?" And he's like, "Just give your best, fierce, powerful woman expression like Beyonce, Sasha Fierce, right to the camera." I was like, "You gotta be kidding me." And the ad agency director was loving it. He was like, "Yes. I felt so cringe. I didn't book it." I was like, whatever. I see a few months later, I see the commercial. If I had booked that commercial, I got a call back. If I had booked it, I would have been in the commercial with Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
Dang. Because
they don't tell you those things normally. So they didn't tell me that.
It was the graffiti. No kidding.
Yeah. I was so mad, but it was the
that was dope. Yeah, but that would have been awesome.
You guys, like, what would you do?
I thought you were gonna tell a story. I think it was the same trip. It must have been the same trip.
Oh yeah, I know you're gonna say.
But it was like an audition
on that trip. I didn't get a call back for that.
Okay, but it was an audition on the trip, and it was like, "You're a chef, so we need to see you cooking." And we're in the Dominican on this trip. And we literally had to take stuff. We like took stuff because it was like an all-inclusive. So we took stuff from like the dining hall, the buffet. We like stole silverware. You like put on one of my like collared shirts that I had for this work trip. And you're like cutting an apple or something.
You guys.
Oh, it was terrible.
It's like a running joke that if you feel like you're in a season where you have not gotten a lot of auditions, just go take a trip and you will you will get an audition.
That's fair.
That's like what all my friends and I say, and it happens every time. When we went to LA, same thing. I got audition in one or a couple maybe, I don't remember. There we had to tape it in the Airbnb. I didn't bring my setup like with me to these trips, so yeah. The lighting was terrible.
We've had to set your phone up on books before. I remember that when we were traveling, like we didn't bring anything to set your phone up on.
Now I just try if I can to pack my tripod because it's just getting to a point where if I take a trip, I'm going to get an audition. You know what I'm saying? You never know what they're going to throw you here. You got to stay ready, honey, okay? Well,
Is there anything else?
There was a dream role question. My dream, all right, role would be a series regular in a sitcom. I'm not picky. I don't need to be a movie star. I'm still picky. A series regular would be crazy. But if I could be a series regular in a sitcom, that would be amazing. But the Southeastern market doesn't have as many sitcoms, nearly series as many regular. As
For anybody who doesn't know what a series regular is,
it's a lead in a television show.
I.e., for example.
Okay, an example would be Pam in The Office. She's a series regular in The Office. Jim in The Office. Rachel Green in Friends. They're all series regulars.
No, that'd be awesome.
That's my dream role, is this one day series regular in a sitcom. That would be nice. But the South is slowly starting to get more sitcoms over time, which we love.
Yeah.
You know, so we're
getting there.
It's a long game, baby gals. I heard it's that. A long game.
It's a marathon.
What were some other questions?
I think that's all we got.
I can't remember.
Everything you ever wanted is on the other side of persistence. Isn't that the
consistency?
That too, yeah.
I did a casting workshop recently.
Great quote this week.
With Bella Hibbs. She's a casting director. And yes, that was a quote that I loved. But she said, everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of consistency. And I told Alec, I said, do I need to paint that on our wall? And he said, absolutely
not.
I feel
what
good.
What do we have? I feel great. What do we have going on tomorrow? I feel like this is probably 40 minutes. Whew, yikes.
Tomorrow is just going to be a sunny day, you guys. Another day to chase those dreams. Am I right?
This was a setup. We're going to church.
You're going to play flag football.
And then we got flag football. Let's go. Going to get out there with the boys. Got to grind. I used to make fun of people when we were in school who would play intramural flag football, which that's ridiculous, playing intramural flag football and then having your wife and kids come out to support you. But now that's me. Now that's what we do. Now we get it. All right. Bring us home, baby.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Stay at Home Actor podcast. Please don't forget to take 30 seconds to share, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast.
If you want more Alec, just say so.
Okay. No, please, God, help it reach more people. You can follow along on Instagram at the Stay at Home Actor Pod or email me at stayathomeactorpod@gmail.com. I also have a YouTube where all the episodes are posted at Stay at Home Actor Pod. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time.
Bye-bye.